third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to head on over and visit Sam on his site, obscuredtruth.com. Some new videos put up within the last couple weeks, and great liberty-oriented video documentary-style work. Thanks for doing all the stuff you do, Sam, because I know it's not really paying you too well yet.
Not yet, but I'm learning in the process. So
yeah, and you really have gotten some great equipment here recently. I added a Steadicam to your setup, which really adds a real professional look to the footage. So as though it weren't professional-looking enough, as is, obscuredtruth.com. We continue here, and we'll go to your phone calls. Alex is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Sam, you're usually the person who's very spiritual, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's been said, I believe by Mark, that love is the condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own. Do you have thoughts about that?
Oh,
do you agree with that?
Let's say it again. Love is the condition in which
the happiness of another person is essential to your own.
I would think that love is something that's created within, and it ties in for me very strongly with compassion. Love is kind of a feeling of compassion for others, for yourself, for where people are at, and it's really about letting go of the ego of wanting to look good and be important to other people and so forth, and really just being in service to other people.
I would have to concur with that, the idea that love comes from inside, and I'm not sure what the context.
I don't
was.
Either. I don't remember it, but that doesn't that doesn't mean I didn't say it either. So
I think that maybe under the context of a relationship, one of the things that you really want is for your significant other to be happy, and that's part of love is what you want for that other person. But it certainly to me is it emanates internally.
Now, Sam, I have another question for you. Why do you suppose that people are turned off by others who are very accommodating?
I don't know.
Can you give me a little more context?
Yeah. For example, some people, they're very shallow and they don't really they don't have any substance to them as a person, and that's generally the casual person that you go and you watch Sports Center with, for example.
Okay.
But now, other people are very accommodating, and they're very in tune with their emotions, and they're very compassionate.
Oh, I see.
It seems like a lot of young people are turned off by that. Oh, do you have any comments about that?
Well, I think it's fear. It's uncomfortable for people to step outside of their comfort zone. It's the same reason that we stay, trapped in a job that we don't like, or any number of things. People go from one unhealthy relationship to another, and we see them from the outside repeating the same patterns, getting stuck in this trap over and over again, but yet the person themselves is kind of powerless to do anything different, because what's outside, the answer for them to, take their relationships to a deeper level and be able to talk about, feelings or what their deep beliefs are and so forth, and engage in that level of conversation with another person, is so far outside of their comfort zone, it's just too scary for them to go there. So they respond, trigger off any number of defense
anger,
mechanisms.
Shutting down.
Mm-hmm,
yep.
To push people away and to avoid that fear. It's really, people are fear or love based, or driven by either fear or love.
I've dealt with that in my relationships, where my significant other will essentially not be interested in talking about serious, like you're saying, feelings and serious relationship issues, where she would much rather just do something else, not have to address these serious issues, because it's too much, or she feels like she's going to be judged in a negative fashion. And I would try to explain that, well, look, there's no judging here. There's no wrong answer. I'm not your parent. You know, I'm not trying to catch you at something or to hold you in some way that is not in a loving manner. I want to talk about these issues because I love you and because I'm interested in you and because I'm interested in making things better and resolving conflicts and things like that. So I think that's something a lot of people deal with.
But no, I think that this also extends into the platonic domain. Ian, you were referring more to probably a non-platonic.
Can you define platonic? I'm sorry.
Non-sexual relationship.
No, I was referring to a significant other, so it was asexual. A relationship that involved sex, more than that, but yeah.
Right. It just seems like anybody, whether it be, two men or two women or a guy and a girl, it seems like no matter what it is, people are very, very afraid. And Sam, what do you think?
Oh, I see. You're saying it's beyond what you're referring to is just human relationships in general. Yes, I think you're right about that.
Yes. Sam, what do you think is the best way to try and have this problem dealt with in society?
Oh, wow. You want me to solve the problem of ego for all of society, huh?
Well, I think you can be loving. You can show people love in your life and, be as loving as you can, and I think that that's going to go a long way.
Be the change you wish to see.
Even when you do that, it's probably going to work 0.1% of the time because other people they're not going to want to reciprocate that.
Right. I think that's an incredibly low number that you're talking about there. I have seen that humans, by and large, act the way that they're acted upon. Maybe I don't know what it's. I can't remember what it was like to be 19, Alex. But and I as I recall, it wasn't that great dealing with other 19-year-olds. But in my life, that is not how I see the world at all. I see that
Do you think that if you love another human being, that it's going to be reciprocated?
Yeah, mostly is what I'm going to say on that. Certainly, there are going to be people that take advantage of you, and I'm not saying that loving someone means to not take certain precautions and setting up, boundaries with people or anything like that. But you deal with them with kindness and respect, and you're going to generally get it.
Right. So what do you think, Sam? Do you think that in today's world, people reciprocate or do you think that people value such close human relationships that they will reciprocate that feeling of compassion?
Well, I think that we all create the response that we get from other people. So if you're learning or finding that in your relationships when you're going out interacting with other people that they're afraid to go that last mile or touch on certain subjects or that you're loving to them but they're not loving in return, that you are the source of the world that you create around you. So somehow through your ways of being, how you interact with that person, the way you talk to them, whatever it is, that you're creating that response from them. So how to get around that is you talk to them and let them know that, this is a safe space that we can talk. And, like Ian was saying, there's no judgment here. I'm not interested in making this about right or wrong. I want to understand you better and learn. It's really about, it's an internal journey in yourself, Alex, and looking at, okay, who do I need to be in order to create safety for this person so that they can come out and share this kind of relationship with me?
But at the same time, Sam, while that may be true to a great extent, you shouldn't be torturing yourself if the other person is not responding in the way that you would hope that they would. I mean, they're their own entity, and they do get to make their own choices. You can influence them, I think, to an extent. But if somebody doesn't change based on, even though you've changed and you've approached a situation in a variety of different ways, at some point you might just want to throw in the towel and find someone else to talk to.
I wouldn't say that it's like impossible to create something, whatever you want to set your mind to. What I would look at is what's the level of effort involved and what am I going to gain from this? And is this the person that I want to dedicate, doing all of this work for? Or should I just move on to the next one like you're suggesting?
Alex, can you hang on? We've got Dave in Montana on the line and he wants to use us a few words for you. All right. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Wow, I was excited. He was very excited about that. So hopefully Dave will hang through here in a moment. We'll bring them together. And you're welcome to chime in on this discussion. Love is on the table. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including our chat room. People are in there right now during the show. Best time to find folks in there, but it's open all the time. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking of starting your own business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
We're back with Alex on the line here in New Hampshire. Alex, you're of college age on the younger side. 19, is that right?
18.
You're 18 years old, and you called in tonight with some questions for San and the rest of us about love and about how it's. Let me recap briefly here before we go to Dave and make sure that we're all on the same page. I've been understanding your questions. It seems that you're a little frustrated with people in general and their reticence, their reluctance to talk about issues that involve feelings and, you know, kind of deep issues, whereas they're more interested in staying on topics, as you mentioned, like SportsCenter and other surface-level kind of bread and circuses kind of discussions, pleasantries, stuff like that, small talk. Is that pretty much what your concern is here, that people are just they shy away from more serious feelings related discussions?
Yeah, absolutely. And there was one thing that I also noticed was that there are a lot of people who would rather have a lot of casual friends that I've noticed anyway, just through observation, rather than having a few close friends. And I think that if you have too many friends, just like having too many dollars in circulation, they lose value.
I agree with that. I think you can only have. I think that there's a. I think that you can only have so many real close friends, and I think that amount is probably no more than 5 or 10, as far as people that you're interacting with closely on a regular basis. Everybody else, I think, outside of that close circle, is more considered someone you're friendly with, or an associate, or something like that. I know that seems callous.
This is a general trend that I've been observing, which is why I'm calling to inquire.
Yeah, I know that statement might seem callous, you know, because you want to. I think a lot of people want to believe they have lots of friends, and indeed, you can be friendly with people. But I don't think that you can have a friend who's somebody that you're not close to on a regular basis. Your thoughts, gents, guys?
I have to agree. I think that if you call too many. Yeah, it's always seemed disingenuous to me the way, you know, people will introduce at the podium and stuff like that. And I would like to welcome my good friend Mark Edge from Free Talk Live up here. Who are you again?
Yeah, you spoke with him 5 minutes before, right?
Right.
And part of it is culture. I think the government and through the school system and so forth teaches people that touching is not okay. You know, the Christian side hug is another example. Mm. And as a society, we move further and further away from connection with other individuals, touching them, hugging them, that sort of thing. And also, just about the intellectual discussions and so forth that you're talking about, Alex, I have some friends that are from France, and one of their brothers came over, and I sat down and was talking with him at a bar in Dallas. And, you know, he had been here for a week, had met lots of people, and he's like, "You're the first person that I've had a real conversation with that he would have at back home." And, you know, we were going through government issues and sharing our ideas and debating back and forth. And he said everything else had been just small talk.
Just intellectual. Like, to be truly honest, sometimes I really get tired with just talking about liberty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's nice to talk about, introspective kind of feelings with people.
Sure. Let me tell you, they probably get tired of you talking about liberty all the time, too. Hey, we can continue this, but let's bring Dave in here for his perspective. Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Alex.
Howdy. You really can't have liberty without being introspective with people. So they go hand in hand, because where there is love, there is liberty. And
great point.
What prompted me to call was when he said, "Why do when you're so accommodating to people, it turns them off?" Right? Is that right? It was one of
the
first.
Yeah, that's what I've observed.
Right, and I observed it. See, I think it has to do where you live, in the vicinity in which you live. I was born and raised in a city in New Jersey, right outside of New York City, and if anybody waved to you or said hi to you or was any way accommodating to you, you thought that they were after you, wanted something from you.
Mm.
You were very suspicious of them, and you almost would fight. Then I moved to Montana in like 1978, and I realized people were waving at me, and I didn't even know them.
Yeah, I had a similar experience here in New
Hampshire. And then all of a sudden, I talked to people. I say, Hey, I didn't. I don't know that guy. Would they wave for me? They said you're allowed to wave. You know, I was like, wow, I could wave to people. I got wave drunk. I was waving at everybody. You know, I called it like my city shield.
Yeah.
Yep.
People put up a shield.
When I'm driving out to the farm, once I get past Sulphur Springs, the last major town, I start waving at people I don't know.
This is in
right,
Texas.
And you take that shield down, you don't realize what you're missing in life. A lot of people hold that shield up throughout all of life. Even in their relationships, they hold up that shield. You have to, and it's hard not to keep it up because, you know, we don't want to get hurt or nothing, you know.
Yeah, well, this is...
I think that's the reason why we're really here on Earth is to bring life to love.
That's great stuff, Dave. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, it takes courage to share these things, and that's the Latin definition for the word is one who walks with an open heart, because you're essentially putting yourself out there, and I think that's one of the things that successful people have in common. Is they're more willing to take those risks. Their comfort zone is bigger. They step outside of their box more often, and it's not as big of an issue for them to do as it would be for somebody else who, you know, has trouble even just talking about their feelings.
Dave, any other thoughts?
No, I was just wanting to let you know, like, it's I think it's people are very suspicious, and more so today because the government's pushing the fear thing. And they don't want us to interact with each other and love one another because they want us to blame one another instead of blaming the government. And
absolutely. Thank you, Dave.
The more love we show towards one another, the more liberty will come our way.
I agree completely, and I thank you for the thoughts tonight, Dave. Well said. At 800-259-9231, you certainly, it's a great point. I mean, we've talked about on this show how you're not going to get to peace through violence, and you're not going to get to a voluntary society of people interacting on a consensual basis through some sort of violent overthrow of the state. And that's another way to put what Dave just, I think, said very, very well, and that is if you want liberty, you have to love. You're not going to get to liberty through hate. And Dave's still there. Go ahead, Dave.
No, Alex.
Oh, it's Alex.
Have you guys ever been frustrated when you show compassion to another human being, but they don't reciprocate it?
Certainly. Sure.
Hang on. We can keep this discussion going. If you've got comments for Alex, want to add in here to the fray, I guess it's not really a fray, 800-259-9231, can it be a loving fray? I don't think so. 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Ho, ho, ho. The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our Facebook profile over at Facebook.freetalklive.com. You can become a fan, and it's free, of course. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Over time, school sucks the natural gifts out of many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy.
And shallowness, I think, like we're talking about here with Alex, a lot of this discussion we're focusing on this hour, I think the government school system is a big contributor to how people are just not connecting with one another.
And it's funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's School Sucks Project.
All right, we go back to Alex in New Hampshire. Alex, you had asked a question about frustration. Can you re-ask that question so we can get back on track here? We're talking about love and how it is that people, a lot of people in this country, probably around the world, have issues with getting deep and talking about their feelings and talking about real issues that matter and things like that, and connecting beyond just a surface level, beyond the pleasantries, beyond the small talk.
The question that I asked before the break was, have you guys been frustrated in the past by you being compassionate to somebody else and them not reciprocating that?
Certainly. I mean, is this an example, a real life example that you've experienced, or?
No, it's hypothetical.
Okay. So yes. Now, where are you going with that?
I'm just.
Well, it's just a I think it's part of a larger societal thing that people don't wish to become compassionate with other human beings because they're homophobic or they're just generally not interested in anything other than those on the surface topics that Ian was mentioning before. And that it's just something I wanted to point out and maybe get your thoughts on, because I know, Sam, you are very deeply into this topic.
Yeah, and I think it's something there's an element to this that could be missing in your approach and the reason that things are turning out the way they are for you. And it could be really creating that safe space for people to open up like that in the first place. And really the way to do it is to source it for yourself, to create it in your own life, and like attracts like, so other people who are more open to those kinds of things will come into your life and will be able to communicate with you on that kind of a level. Does that make sense?
So then you're saying that if I am open, then they will be open.
I'm saying if you're open and you create a safe space for the other person to step out of their comfort zone enough to be open with you, then yeah, you can create that.
It's not likely to happen though the first time you meet somebody though, right? Because people do have a shield up.
It can. I mean, it depends on the person, and it depends on, you know, how effective you are. Whoa, how effective you are at reaching out to that other person and opening up to them.
Right.
So, Alex, is this are you coming at this because you've had experiences? Is there one that you want to share with us? You've been asking some general questions, and they've been very, very good, and it certainly brought us to this point in the discussion. But I'm curious, is there any scenario in particular that you'd like to share with us? Because I know that you are, as you mentioned, you're 18 years old. It's your first semester, I think, in college. And you've made the move up here from New Jersey, and which is
I moved 300 miles to a place that I've never been before, based on faith in freedom.
Right, and you're at college, so you know you're surrounded by the college kid, and so you're experiencing something completely new here. And I'm just wondering, what is it that prompted you to make this call tonight?
Well, actually, it's the other way around. There was this kid that I was sitting next to in biology, and you know, he's fairly intelligent, and he's very he knows what he's talking about for certain things, and he's not very shallow, like I was saying. And he's on the track team, and recently he turned me on to running, and I've been going to the gym and getting out, and instead of being a stupid software engineer hobbit sitting in my dorm room, now I'm kind of, because he's really shown me these really good activities to get out and go running and explore something else, that now I'm very interested in that. And in a way, I stepped outside of my comfort zone, which was my laptop here and all my my programming projects, and I tried something new, which was going running, going to the gym, something that I had never previously done before. And what was great was that he was very compassionate, and he didn't call me a loser for not being able to do a dip or not being able to bench more than 80 pounds, something like that. He was very compassionate in that way, and that's something that I'd never really experienced before, which is why I was kind of reflecting on that and being introspective.
That's the safety that I'm talking about. The way he's not attacking you because you're basically bench pressing the bar like a little girl.
That's nice. The bar is 45
kidding,
pounds.
Alex, I'm just kidding. But, you know, that creates safety.
That's what
you
deal with it.
You felt comfortable being around this guy because he's very supportive, because he's encouraging, because he's obviously passionate about what he's doing. And that those are the kinds of things that are contagious. And a lot of times in society, we get into this pack mentality of we got to go with the herd, and people are afraid to stand up and be noticed. What's the number one fear? Standing up and doing public speaking.
Mm.
Number two, I think, is death. So people are more afraid of standing up and speaking out in front of a group of other people than they are of dying.
What will they think?
Exactly. And that's the ego that I was talking about earlier. The conversation that you have in your brain that's constantly running, oh, I'll look stupid if I say this, or what will people think, or, you know, how...
Well, What's interesting is that there are two sides to it. When it comes to political ideas, I can get in front of hundreds of people and espouse liberty and freedom ideas, and I won't give two craps what they think because I have faith in what I believe in,
right,
which is free people doing, you know. So, but the other side of it is that at the same time, I'm very very nervous about doing things. For example, dancing. I would never do that, and that's because I'm very, that's something definitely outside of my comfort zone. I'm afraid to put myself in front of other people and dance, but at the same time, I won't be afraid to speak my mind and give my opinion about liberty issues.
Well, I think
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it comes back to the issue of a comfort zone, and it's what Sam was saying. The guy in the weight room or the running track is creating that zone of comfort for you to step a little bit outside of your existing zone. So he's making the outside a little bit more attractive to you by not making it foreboding and not being condescending towards you. And it kind of brings me to another aspect of this, and that is that I think what you're experiencing here to some extent is the difference between being in a situation where you're forced to do something, like in a government school, versus a situation where you've been persuaded to do something that you've chosen all on your own volition. Because I can remember what it was like. When I was in government school, there was one, you go out, you go to a physical education, and you're forced into running on the track. You're forced into going into the weight room. You're forced into the football game, or you're forced into whatever it is that the physical activity is. Since you were talking about running, I figured this is the most analogous situation. So you're forced into it along with a whole bunch of other people that you don't really necessarily get along with. Some of them might not like you at all. And so inevitably the name calling happens. The making fun of occurs. This is the dynamic of the government school setup.
Because the pack mentality has been writ by the lowest common denominator in public schools, because the people that don't want to be there, they're mean and nasty, and they just sort of make it how it is.
You get picked last for the football team. You know, all of this stuff.
You get picked last.
I did.
I can't catch to save my life.
We'll bring it back here for more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Talking about compassion, love, and only enough time for your calls if you make them now. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, plus we've got the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. All the details are there, and get tuned in for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And we're continuing on this topic here because I think it's a great topic. It's something that I have, I've warmed up to a lot in my lifetime. I mean, back when I was Alex's age, and Alex is with us from New Hampshire, I was pretty angry. I was 18, fresh out of government high school, where I was definitely angry at the world. And that's a kind of a typical story for teenagers. And when I started to discover, as I did when I was in high school, how awful the government is, I discovered the liberty movement, but I was still well within the anger phase of my path to liberty. Sure. And wondering what could be done about that and thinking about violence as a solution. And it's really only within the last, since I've been in New Hampshire, pretty much, it's only within the last two, it's really like the last 2 years, but 2 to 3 years that I've been shifting in the direction towards compassion and understanding and love and forgiveness. And boy, am I glad that I have. And that's kind of just been the center of the discussion, the idea of taking people to a place where they can feel comfortable to show compassion and to be loving and talk about issues and create a comfort zone for them, or a zone for them to step out of their comfort zone that's a little less foreboding. And these are some of the places that we've been talking about here tonight. And then you were talking about how you've stepped out of your comfort zone, which has been your room where you've been with your laptop, because you're a programmer and you're a computer geek. And I can completely empathize with you. I am also a self-proclaimed computer geek. And you were talking about how you met somebody who invited you to go running with him and that you really started to enjoy it. This is not something that you'd really done before, that you'd really considered doing before.
Well,
but
let me actually correct you.
Please.
I sort of invited myself to go running with him. I asked him what he was doing after bio. He said he was going to go running. So I said, oh, can I join you? And then it just continued from there.
And again, that's great. And it goes back to the discussion we were having a few moments ago, where it's a difference from my perspective listening to what you're saying there, because to you, this is, you know, brand new experience and it's good for you. From my perspective, the difference is that you're now living your own life. You are getting to choose the things for yourself that you do. And that's what makes it different. Because when I was forced to go and do physical education in government school, I resented it. I resented the idea of having to run around that track. So me and some of my friends, we'd walk as slow as we could walk around that damn track just to, you know, show them what's for. But it was as an adult that I started to get into running. I don't do it these days. I had a period in my life where I was doing it, though, and it was a lot of fun. But I chose that, and therefore I got into it. Similarly, vocabulary. I mean, I hated that in government school. They had these damn vocabulary books that you had to do every single week. There was this vocabulary. It was just so irritating, and you had to just rote memorization of words, and they test you on it, and it was awful. I hated learning those words, and I know I couldn't tell you what most of them were today because it was just something I stored temporarily, and I didn't really do that great on most of those quizzes anyway. I was getting C's and D's on a lot of those vocab quizzes. But today, I love words. I've got the dictionary.com, the word of the day on my my BlackBerry. I've got it on my Google homepage.
Yeah, it is a wonder that, that you know, standard schooling didn't destroy my love of learning, but it didn't quite do it.
Well, I don't know if it destroyed it. It certainly did at the time. It certainly did destroy it when I was in their schools. But when I was when I got out of the government school and I started to understand what the demands of life were, and I started to really become my own person without being directed in certain ways that the powers that be thought I should be directed, I get to choose my own path. That's when I started to become interested in these things, and it just makes me wonder. It's like the homeschooled kids that get to choose what they learn. What's that called? Undirected learn? There's a term for that.
Unschooled?
Unschooled. Being unschooled, where there's no overseer who's determining what the curriculum is. The kids get to decide their own curriculum. That seems to me to be, from my perspective now, looking back, seems to be a really powerful way to educate.
It was. I did Montessori school, which is that same concept. You've got certain lessons in different areas of science, math, reading, whatever, and you can go do whatever lessons you want for the day. And I really loved the science, and I really loved reading, and I was pretty advanced reader, in elementary school, and it really made it a fun process. And I think the school kind of beats that out of people.
Not to change the subject or anything, but I think it's important to note that I wouldn't have done this unless I would have almost forced myself into talking with him, because he wouldn't have talked to me or invited me to go running with him. I had to go and sort of invite myself to do things with him. And
You wanted to.
I wanted to, but the problem is that if he doesn't invite me to do things, then I feel bad, because then I feel like, oh, I'm inviting myself, and maybe he's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. Alex, any other thoughts tonight?
No, thank you for the great discussion.
Yeah, appreciate having it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I wasn't able to screen this call. I don't know if they were calling for Alex, but I'm sure their comments will be valid either way. Unscreen caller on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, this is Keith. Can you hear me?
Keith, calling from where?
I'm calling from Connecticut. I'm racing back to beat a snowstorm in Philadelphia.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, Keith?
I was nervous about making this call, but since you guys are going to create a safe space for me to make it No, I'm serious. So can I give a shout-out first?
Probably not.
About one of your advertisers.
Maybe.
Okay, Porcupine Realtor, Mark Warden. He's an awesome guy.
He really is.
Cool.
Yep. We bought a house through him about 2 months ago, and it was a great experience. Highly recommend him. If anybody's considering moving to New Hampshire, give him a ring, because he is very knowledgeable, he's very patient, and he's definitely an advocate for the buyer. I can't say enough about Mark.
PorcupineRealtor.com, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Website. You know, that's for people that are considering a move to New Hampshire.
So many realtors are so ready to close the deal, Mark, if he is ready to close the deal, and I'm sure he is, he doesn't show it. You know, he seems to be patient with people and, really care about what it is that you're getting. Because when you get a house, you're going to live in that thing for years.
Yeah, and I can't say enough about Mark. He's a great guy.
All right, so what else?
We it took us 4 years to decide to move, and we did a lot of investigation into the Free State Project. You know, who are the people? We came to a lot of events. I drug my wife up over the years, and we're really excited about 2010 because, you know, we're going to get to plant some roots, and things are going very well.
Oh, congratulations. So 2010 is your moving year then. You're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
We own a house now. I'm driving back to the Philadelphia area because we're getting a snowstorm. I need to dig my wife out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's winding down her job, and she'll be moving up with me in January.
That's exciting. Kids or just the two of you?
Just the two of us. So
great. So
and also with Mark, since he knows the area, he knows where people live, he can give you recommendations on what town might suit you best. And, you know, maybe you're a minarchist, you know, maybe you're a young couple with kids, maybe you're a single guy, voluntarist. You know, he can give you some insights into what areas you might fit in with the best, you know, and also, you know, maybe your employment, what requirements you have with that. So
is there anything else you wanted to comment on besides plugging one of our advertisers?
Well, I don't know how much time I have. I really enjoyed the rights discussion in the first hour. And I had a couple thoughts about that. It might take me 2 minutes.
Your best. You don't have two, but
okay.
You get less than one.
You guys say often that rights aren't real, and I understand what you mean by that. Objects are real, right? Objects, you can touch, the tangible, but objects they interact with one another in certain ways that aren't tangible, like billiard balls bounce off of one another in a certain way. Puzzle pieces fit together a certain way. That's following certain rules, right?
Yes.
There's a concept that's very cutting edge. It's called emergence, and you may have heard of it. If you Google emergence, you'll find a video by John Stossel, I think. There's also a great one on PBS about emergence. And what that is, the classic example is the way a flock of birds mm-hmm. or a school of fish, how they behave with one another. And based on the simple rules with these, you know, with the actors acting with one another, they create this higher order. And,
right.
And I think rights fall into that classification, too.
I wish we had time to get further into it. But
no, that's not deep.
Yeah, it's good.
Order out of chaos, and if you leave the market up to it, that's what will eventually happen.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith. We are out of time. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, dude. You call back tomorrow. We'll be happy to talk with you more then. It's been Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.